Thank you, brother Salim Akhtar, for the beautiful speech. I would like to kindly request Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Hanif Shah to enlighten us on the speech and the life and legacy of Imam Khomeini. Please recite Allahu Salawat.
بار دیگر به آواز بلند صلوات. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب اله العالمین ابی القاسم محمد والصلاة والسلام على آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. ما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتابه الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Please recite loudly salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. First of all, I would like to thank my brother Salim Akhtar Sahab to deliver few words about his own experience and the greatness of our late Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh. For his introduction, because I meet him sometimes, he talks to me about the situation of Muslims, but I want to say that although he is not a Shia Zahiran, but as you know that we don't believe on sectarian basis, we all are Muslims. But as a Sunnah, as a Sunni, he is the one who loves Imam Khomeini, and he is so impressed by his revolution and by his personal character, and he is the one who has distributed his last will in America. So I don't think that one of us did as he did. Did we do like he did? One of us. He is the one who distributed his last will. So you can guess that how much he loves Imam Khomeini. So, I recited a verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Lord is Allah. Whoever said, our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ, and then they stood for what they say. Because it's not enough and it doesn't work just to say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. So, millions and billions Muslim, every time they recite and they do wird and zikr la ilaha illallah, but they don't try to stand for what they say. So therefore, Allah admires those Muslims who said, Rabbunallah, Allah is our Lord, and then they stood for what they said. And they didn't step back from what they said. So this is a big sign of a true Muslims, of a true Shia, of a true Sunni. If we say Rabbunallah, Allah is our Lord, He provides everything for us, when we say like that, then we should stand firmly for what we say. So Allah says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. When they say رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ and they stand for what they say, then Allah rewards them. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those Muslims, those believers will never feel fear and will never feel grief. So I would like ask first myself, then you, that do we have these signs? Do we have? Although we have said and we have told a lot of times, millions times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have said, we have told, but did we stand for what we said? If we stood for what we said, then we should not feel any kind of fear. Any kind of fear. And we should not feel grief. We should not feel. Whenever we felt a fear and a grief, it means we are not those Muslims, those believers who Allah admires, who Allah prays. So then, who are those people? If we are not those people, so who are those people? Allah is talking about them. Who are these people? Is this a dream? Is this in just imagination? Allah says, no, should be present, should be existent, like those believers, like those Muslims who said Rabbunallah and then stood for that. So very shortly, because I don't have more much time, so very shortly, I would like to say for your information that my speech is not a comparative speech. I don't know, I don't want to compare the life of Imam Khomeini, the character of Imam Khomeini, the stage of Imam Khomeini with other scholars. So don't take me wrong when something I am delivering, so don't take me wrong, I don't, and I'm not going to compare, because the personality of Imam Khomeini is not comparable. Is not comparable with anyone. With anyone. That's what I believe. Maybe you can't compare, and that's your job. So I'm not able because I couldn't see any personality in the history of Shia scholars. In the history of Shia scholars. And hundreds of scholars have passed away, but I couldn't find in the history of our Shia scholars a personality who had the character as Imam Khomeini had. And more further, I would like to say, in my experience, in my vision, that not just in past, but in the future, till the day of judgment, we will never find a personality like Imam Khomeini had. This is my personal opinion. So he is not comparable personality, and I have no right. Maybe someone has right to compare him with somebody else, but I have no right to compare him with other scholars. All scholars of Shia school of thought are respected. We respect all scholars because akrimil ulama. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you should give respect to the scholars. So we cannot disrespect any scholar, any religious and spiritual scholar. So this ayah and this verse, I narrated and recited for a purpose. Because when we look at the meaning of this verse, I myself don't find any misdaq, any physical existence for the meaning of this verse except Imam Khomeini. Are the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the companions, the real, the brave, and the pious companion of our 12 leaders, except them. After them, when I would like to say something about this verse, the physical existence of the meaning of this ayah is the personality of Imam Khomeini. Why? Because whatever he said, he is the one who said, Rabbun Allah. Allah is our Lord. Not any power else. No any power else. Allah is our Lord. And then he stood for what he said. He stood and he proved that no power provides us. No power keeps us alive. No power. The power who keeps us alive is just Allah. And he proved it by his own character. Because فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. When he raised his voice against Shah Pahlavi, there was no fear upon his face. In his words, there was no fear. and no grief even when his son, I think Mustafa, when he died and killed, there was no sign of grief or fear on his face. And he was still satisfied. And he teached his dars. He took his class. So there was no fear. So there are few points which I have written to inform you, to share with you. Please recite loudly salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The biggest job which Imam Khomeini did in his life is reconnection. Please pay attention to the word. He reconnected. He rejoined the religion and politics. Maybe these words are difficult to understand for you, maybe, because the political thoughts and religion were separated. Because a lot of Muslims, they believe that there is no relationship between government, between politics and religion. Why? Because the duty of the religious personalities is to just keep musalla, to decorate musalla, and to perform the duty of 5-time prayers. Most and a lot of Muslims have this opinion. They cannot hear, and they are not ready to listen these words. Whenever you say religion and government, they become allergic. Even they cannot hear. But the Imam Khomeini was the one of the scholars who removed this separation between religion and politics. And again, he brought the religion, the real religion of Islam to the life when he proved by his own character that the religion and politics can be combined. He proved. So, this is what Imam Khomeini did in his life. And he told us that don't pay attention to those who separate religion from politics. Because we as a Shia, we believe that the announcement of the Walayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib on Ghadir-e-Khum was not the announcement of his Walayat Taqwini, because he was Wali before he was announced. Do we not believe in that? We Shia believe that Ali was Wali before he was announced as a Wali Amr Muslimi. We believe. But the Wilayat which was announced at the Ghadir-e-Khum was the Wilayat means government. Because we believe that to rule the people is right of pious justice people. We believe in that. And we should accept just those rulers who are pious, who have knowledge, who have just, who are justice. Islam doesn't teach us to accept the cruel and brutal rulers. Islam doesn't believe in that. So this was the opinion which Imam Khomeini brought to the life. Ye Imam Khomeini tha jisne nazariya zinda kiya. Because kyunki Imam hamare yahan mazhab aur politics ye juda ya hain. कहीं आप भी तो वहीं से नहीं आए. ये चीजें जुदा नहीं है. बिकॉज वी बिलीव दैट दयानतेमा एने सियासतेमा सियासतेमा एने दयानत. आवर पॉलिटिक्स इज जस्ट हॉनेस्टी. And religion and our religion is just politics, but not dirty politics. Not dirty politics as the political and politicians are doing. Not that, in that meaning politics. So Imam Khomeini, his biggest success, which he did in his life, is the reconnection of the religion and government. The second point, he gave us, Imam Khomeini gave us, a true faith and a true opinion of Islam. Because Imam Khomeini, he said in his several speeches, if you listen to the speeches of Imam Khomeini or clips of his speeches, he has said in a lot of speeches that our people, our Muslims, are very strange. Bahut ajeeb log. हमारे मुसलमान स्पेशली शिया दे वुड लाइक टू एक्सेप्ट यजीद एज अ रोलर बट विल नॉट गोइंग टू एक्सेप्ट इमाम हुसैन बिकॉज
please recite loudly salawat ala Muhammad.
So why we are not ready to accept Imam Hussein as a ruler? Because he is a religious personality. He belongs to religion. That's the idea we have. That's the opinion we have and we believe in. Because religion doesn't belong to the Islam. Islam is separate, and religion and government, politics are separate. So Imam Hussein was a spiritual leader. It means that Yazid was right. Was right. So in the last part of speech, I would like to share the last point, and I would also like to read from the notebook to inform you that what Imam Khomeini did in his life, in the points I would like to read, Imam Khomeini gave Islamic political thoughts, not just political, Islamic political thoughts and concepts and relationship between religion and politics and justice, relationship between politics and justice and freedom, independence, even culture and Muslim unity and the global invitation of Islam, as he had invited, you know that Imam Khomeini had invited in his life, who was that person, you know, very popular personality, Gorbachev. Imam Khomeini had written a letter to that person to accept Islam, as his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he has invited in his life the other non-Muslims rulers. So, and also defending the world oppressed and dispossessed people. Do you know what I mean? Imam Khomeini gave us an opinion, a global opinion, because he was a global personality. He was not a limited personality. He was a global personality. He said that we Muslim should defend the oppressed and dispossessed people of the world. Not just Muslim, not just Shia, not just Sunni, no. Every oppressed, every dispossessed people, we should defend him. So, these are the teachings of Imam Khomeini, and I would like to say a very short sentence that we are sitting to commemorate a death anniversary of Imam Khomeini. It was supposed in the beginning of speech, this sentence was supposed to say and to share with you in the beginning of speech, but it's a good thing, will be good to share with you, that we are sitting to remember our late leader Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, but I would like to say that Imam Khomeini is not a dead person. Is not. Don't think about him that he is a dead person. Did you know what I'm saying? Because his vision, his voice, which he raised in his life, is still heard around the world. Is still here. Is still heard around the word. He is not that person. He is still alive and will remain and will stay alive because he has given to the world such opinions, such concepts, such thoughts that nobody can forget them. So he is alive in the light of his opinions. So I'm very sorry to say that when we say our late Imam, it's real, it's fact that he is a late Imam. But he is still alive, and we should remember him because he is the biggest Mohsin, not Mohsin of Shiaism, but biggest Mohsin of Islam till the day of judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.